fun to get back up there.
Yeah, we say that every time. There's too many things to do, too many jobs to do. You know what we got to do? We got to quit working.
Okay. That sounds great.
Quit.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. I love it. Well, we are going to try to get up to Lake of the Woods. I know for a couple of days here yet this month. And we got two provinces to hit.
We're going
to
make a big old Canadian swing.
So maybe, I don't know. It's like he can never spend enough days at Lake of the Woods.
Do you think we could boat from Lake of the Woods to our next family trip in Ontario?
Just try to. I mean, there's a lot of water up there. You can maybe cruise across a portion of the province. I know Lake of the Woods connects to a lot of things up there. Maybe is Joe back?
Well, we're working on it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get the dial-up internet going again.
Yeah, there he is. Now he's inside. He's being watched over his shoulder there.
Do you have a beer?
By the supervisor.
I can hear ya. You see my supervisor behind me, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll make it through this this segment here, Joe. It's not the best connection, but it's doable. Let's talk about the south end just a little bit. What are you hearing about fishing reports down there or the Rainy River?
Yeah, you know, down on the south end, depths 18 to 24 feet. Really, it's a jig bite. So jigging a frozen emerald shiner. And, you know, there's different pods of fish across that whole south shore. So, you know, I mean, pretty much typical end of May, beginning of June fishing. You know, going up, anchoring up in an area where there's fish, and just sit tight. And those fish are moving around, Brett. They're going to come find you. They're going to come find your shiners. And, you know, a lot of times fishing actually gets better at 20 minutes after you've been sitting there. It kind of creates a little bit of an ecosystem beneath your boat.
Are you finding the, you know, most success is with live bait, or do you think are you hearing about a lot of people out on, you know, in Big Traverse Bay? Are they catching on plastics there, or do you think, would you tell somebody to bring shiners out there?
They don't use plastics. No, they don't use plastics very much. You know, you hear about some plastics being used up in Ontario, because if you go from U.S. waters into Ontario waters, you can't bring anything live, dead, frozen, whatever. So consequently, people will use, you know, plastics more so over in Ontario. Even as the season goes on in Ontario, and talking to some guides, they notice that the customers that do have bait, live bait, if they stop at a Canadian, there's a couple of spots in Canada that sell live bait, knowing about the new law. So they're just over the border, and you can stop at those resorts and pick up live bait and then go on with your fishing day in Ontario by bait. But they tell me as season goes on, as fishing gets, you know, a little bit tougher, fishing never gets too tough on that side of the lake, but when it gets a little bit more summery, water gets warmer, they'll put on some live bait and they can notice a bit more versus plastics. And I would bet part of that is the presentation, and, you know, you get a lot of people that don't fish very much, and putting on a frozen emerald shiner or a live fathead, I tell you, tough to beat.
Well, I know crawlers and crawler harnesses, of course, were really good for us last summer when we were up there a little bit later in the year. So I'm sure that's it. When we get up there, I'm sure we'll try to do a little bit of that too. Probably some live scoping, some pitching, and I'm sure we'll bring some emerald shiners out there with us too. But I'm excited to get up there here. Joe, we're hoping to get up there in a couple of weeks. So hopefully
we actually pulled spinners today, Brett.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I'm sorry there's a hesitation. But we tried pulling some spinners today just to cover some water, because some of the fish in one area were a little bit spread out. And, you know, we got a few walleyes doing that. That's what we actually got that big pike on, is pulling a spinner in a crawler harness.
Oh, sure. Well, that's a pretty effective method. You know, it's Lake of the Woods. You can probably target them a bunch of different ways. Catch them in the river, catch them in Big Traverse, and, of course, up at the angle. And, you know, Joe, the summer is starting to get into full swing here. I'm sure with that many resorts up there, there's still some places people can book some trips up there this summer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's prime time, and it's only going to get better, honestly, as the water warms up. And the other thing that's really nice is that when things start heating up, you can actually pull spinners and cover water and put your lure in front of a lot more walleyes. And, you know, the charter boats they fill the wood every single day with all those big schools of walleyes, and they keep good tabs on them. As you know, it's plenty of opportunities to go fish on Lake of the Woods if somebody wants to come up.
Well, what should they do if they want to book a trip?
You know what? If you want to check out more information with all the resorts, etc., check out our website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC.
If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden Friday announced a three-phase plan to end fighting between Israel and Hamas. He said one reason Israel should agree to the deal that would see hostages return to Israel and more aid into Gaza.
At this point, Hamas no longer is capable carrying out another October 7th. It's one of the Israelis' main objectives in this war, and quite frankly, a righteous one.
A foreign policy advisor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells ABC Israel will not settle for anything less than total victory. The president also made his first public comments on former President Trump's criminal conviction in New York. He called it a fair trial and describing Trump as reckless for claiming it was rigged. Trump says he'll appeal. The Texas Supreme Court rejected a challenge to the state's restrictive abortion ban. A group of women who had sued claimed the ban does not clearly state when health-related exceptions could be made. This is ABC News. It's the first day of Pride Month, and there are new initiatives for health care among the LGBTQ community, as ABC's Michelle Franzen explains.
New analysis released by the National Cancer Society focuses on behavioral and health risk factors and finds people who identify as LGBTQ may be more likely to smoke, drink alcohol, or live with obesity, all linked to cancer. The research is aimed at identifying risk factors that could lead to cancer and help encourage people to get screened for cancers. Researchers say those individuals may also be more likely to avoid going to the doctor for fear of discrimination. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Birmingham Southern College in Alabama closed its doors Friday. The private school was denied a $30 million loan, but the baseball team reached the Division III College World Series and lost their opener 7-5 Friday. They must win today to keep their season alive. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Climate scientists are out with new data showing how carbon emissions are making Wisconsin hotter. Sunday is Heat Action Day. More from Mike Moe.
A trio of organizations is behind the new report, which says in the past year, human-caused climate change added an average of 26 more days of extreme heat worldwide. Wisconsin experienced an extra 11 days. In looking at the impact on humans, Roop Singh of the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center notes heat waves are a silent killer.
We don't see the same images that we see when there's an extreme flooding event or hurricanes. We don't see the same images of houses being washed away, for example. But heat waves are only second to disease epidemics in terms of the lives lost from natural hazards.
The report says local governments can be proactive in short-term and long-term planning to limit these effects. Dr. Freddy Otto with World Weather Attribution says whether it's on the other side of the globe or here in the U.S., certain populations suffer at greater levels when the outdoor temperature spikes.
Especially for those most vulnerable people living in refugee camps or conflict zones, but also elderly people, people living in poor housing in general, are those who bear the brunt of these extreme heat waves that we see across the world.
Other recommendations include designing towns and cities with cool spaces in close proximity to all residents. The authors also call on policymakers to bolster safety laws meant to protect outdoor workers and to strongly enforce existing measures. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q country. Brewers with a huge comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score of the Brewers 12-5 over the White Sox. Milwaukee with 23 hits, led by Christian Yelich, who went 5-6 with 5 runs batted in, scoring 1 run himself. The White Sox, the worst team in baseball, were leading 3-1 in the 4th inning. Pat Murphy said it reminded him of losing a series to another struggling team, the Marlins, a couple of weeks ago.
You remember Miami. You remember that same thing. We had a bunch of guys in position to score, and we didn't execute, and we didn't do what we had to do. But, you know, again, that's not the easiest thing in the world, you know, so it's part of baseball. You know, a lot of guys, Frelick had an unbelievable night offensively, Perkins, you know, Ortiz, those guys had great nights, along with the obvious with Yelich and Contreras and Terang.
Football, the NFL team featured in this summer's HBO's Hard Knocks will be the Chicago Bears and first-round pick quarterback Caleb Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms, a high near 70 degrees, a bit breezy. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 48. Chance of a shower on your Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 78. Showers and storms are likely Sunday night. It will be windy. Monday, more showers and storms. Currently, 56 degrees.
Stay tuned, Polka fans, and turn up your radio for the next 2 hours. FM 98.3 WCQM brings you the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
Hey, does everyone know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time to polka.
Your radio, because it's polka time. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Craig Ebel, inviting you to get set for the biggest and best variety of polka entertainment on It's Polka Time. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is being brought to you in part by Cy Funnenstein Music Service and SizeMusic.com, your destination for polka and old-time music. Off we go again. It's another edition of It's Polka Time. Hi, polka music fans. Craig Ebel here, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time. Off our show today is the golden voice of polkas, Marion Lush, with his opening theme on It's Polka Time.
Well, surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
If you're out there in cyberspace surfing the internet, catch a wave on www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com is a fun and free site on the World Wide Web. It features galleries of pictures to download, information on polka organizations and publications, and links to some of the hottest polka websites on the internet. Happy surfing from Itspolkatime.com.
Hi, polka fans. This is Del Sinchak reminding you that you're listening to the finest in polka entertainment on It's Polka Time with your host, Craig Ebel.
A better mix of polka music than Craig Ebel and It's Polka Time.
Have a lot of fun, we're gonna have a ball.
Wisconsin, music of the Don Peachy Band with an Eddie Blazonchik tune called Hello Everybody. Before that, we were in Youngstown, Ohio with the Del Sinchek Band. The title song from their CD recording, Hello. And kicking off our show, the Golden Voice of Polkas, the late great Marion Lush and the White Eagles with their opening theme. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio, and welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music every time you dial up It's Polka Time, exclusively to the listeners of It's Polka Time.
You and me, baby, you and me. Take a chance on love and dance with me.
The final CD recording by the international Main Street Polka Band, Polka's Hot. Polka's Hot features a whopping 28 selections performed by the international Main Street Polka Band. Available only on CD, Polka's Hot features 28 selections, including Jaspa Poydem Nagorensko, Corby's Polka, the Duluth Polka, Rosemary's Polka, Play Ball, and the La-Di-Da.
Everybody do the La-Di-Da.
Polka favorites like Yasa Maiko, You and Me, Dupan Polka, Yodel Down the Mountain, Bridgeport Polka, Ting-a-ling Polka, Pocatello Polka, and Mom and Pop's Polka. Beautiful waltz selections including Setting Sun, Life Goes On, Children's Wishes, Summer Night Waltz, The Wedding Waltz, and The Susie Waltz.
Every dream belongs to Susie.
28 songs recorded by the International Main Street Polka Band on their final CD, Polka's Hot. There's a limited number of these CDs available, so order yours today. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. A limited number of CDs remain, so order your copy of Polka's Hot by the International Main Street Polka Band. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432.
You're listening to Craig Ebel and It's Polka Time.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild, wild world. It's a Wildwood Wildlife World.
Double D's
Pub and Pizza, located on 2nd Street in Butternut, Wisconsin, serves up a great pizza. Double D's offers over a dozen specialty pizzas and sandwiches, plus spaghetti special on Wednesday, and now a full salad bar available for the summer. Sit at the bar or dine in their expanded dining area or carry out a pizza today. Call 715-769-3509 and order one today from Double D's, located in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Double D's.
It's back, the Phillips Lions Spirit of America 5K Run Walk, Saturday, July 6th. Registration is open online through Race Roster. Get the QR code by going to the Facebook page for the Phillips Chamber and the Price County Events Facebook page. It's $20 for registration up to the day of the race. The day of the race is $30. The race starts at 8:30 a.m. promptly July 6th. Thank you for all the sponsors that help bring the Spirit of America Run Walk to the Phillips area.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms, a high near 70 degrees, a bit breezy. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 48. Chance of a shower on your Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 78. Showers and storms are likely Sunday night. It will be windy. Monday, more showers and storms. Currently, 56 degrees.
Want to roll out the barrel every Saturday night for It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases as well as your old favorites too. So have a barrel of fun Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on It's Polka Time over the Polka Jammer Network at polkajammernetwork.org.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that's the Jimmy Munson Band. From the CD recording Candles, Cocktails, and Concertinas, a Frankie Yankovic tune called Polka Marie on It's Polka Time. Concertina, Mr. Eddie Lash with Alpine Climber's Ball on It's Polka Time.
Dance to great music by the best old-time bands at the annual Roger Bright Polka Fest in New Glarus, Wisconsin, June 7th and 8th. Enjoy free music all weekend long and a great lineup of polka bands with the David Austin Band, the Rhythm Playboys, Jerry Volker and the Jolly Gents, Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, and Pimples Polka Poppers with Grant Kazera. Soak up lots of Gemütlichkeit all weekend at the annual Roger Bright Polka Fest in New Glarus, Wisconsin, June 7th and 8th. For more information, call toll-free 1-800-527-6838. That's 1-800-527-6838. Or visit swisstown.com.
Don't touch that dial. There's more of It's Polka Time after this.
After listening to It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel over WCQM, stop by our sponsor, Jack's Corner Bar, for their Saturday special of pork roast with sauerkraut and dumplings.
All right, let's see. www.itspierogi.com? No, no. www.itspageant.com? No. www.itspinguintime.com? No. www.pokertime.com?
I got it.
www.itspokatime.com. www.itspokatime.com keeps you informed of where you can hear the show, galleries of pictures to download, and a large collection of polka links for you to enjoy. Log on today and join the fun. www.itspokatime.com.
I want to hear some polka push.
Never, never gonna let you go. Can't wait to get my hands on you. Ooh, babe, I love you so. Never, never, never gonna let you go. I hope you feel the same way too. Ooh, babe, I love you so. Never, never, never gonna let you go. Can't wait to get my hands on you. Ooh, babe, I love you so. Never, never, never gonna let you go. I hope you feel the same way too. I watch you walk right by my
you so. Never, never, never gonna let you go. Can't wait to get my hands on you. Babe, I love you so. Never, never, never gonna let you go. I hope you feel the same way too.
From his recording, Frank Borzymowski and Friends, a recording called I Played Polkas and a song called Ooh, Babe. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your radio. Welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music each and every time you dial up It's Polka Time. We're going to take another healthy listen to some of these new recordings that we've received into the studios of It's Polka Time, including this one by my good friend, Mr. Fred Zawick of the International Sound Machine. 70th birthday recording, the third in a trilogy. Here's one called the Drummer Boy Polka, brand new to It's Polka Time. We'll be right back.
would love to hear from the listeners of It's Polka Time, and if you would like to make requests or dedications, please send them in on a postcard or letter to It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. That's It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. And if you're out there cruising cyberspace, you can also email requests and dedications by sending them to itspolkatime@hotmail.com. Again, be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. Our email address for requests and dedications, itspolkatime@hotmail.com.
Well, thanks a lot, Fred the Axeman Axberg. Here's another selection from the new recording by Stephen Kaminsky and the Dream Team, Volume 3, Legends and Fables. This song features Jenna Lavera on the vocal on a song called Sunshine on It's Polka Time.
itspolkatime@hotmail.com. That's the address. Request and dedications, itspolkatime@hotmail.com.
Thanks once again, Fred the Axeman Axberg. Here's another selection from the Vithladal Trio, hailing from Fremont, Nebraska. It's from their brand new recording, Keeping It Going. Here's the Fireman's Polka on It's Polka Time. Thank you. Exclusively through Cy Funnenstein Music Service and SizeMusic.com. That's Carl and Brian. Carl Hartwig, along with Brian Briggan, from the recording I Must Be Dreaming, and a song called The Alpine Landler. On its polka time. It's the 45th annual Pulaski Polka Days at the Pulaski Polka Grounds in Pulaski, Wisconsin, July 18th through the 21st. This year's Pulaski Polka Days features over 20 of the nation's top polka bands, including Lenny Gamolka and Chicago Push. Michael Costa and The Beat, The Music Connection, Polka Family Band, Live Wire, New Generation, Tony Blazonczyk and New Phase, The Moroshik Brothers, Dinah Brass, Polish Connection, Craig Ebel and Diversico, The Good Time Dutchman, Polka Confetti featuring America's Polka Sweetheart Stephanie, The Steve Meisner Legacy Band, The Musical Brass, Chad Chabilsky, and the Polka Country Musicians. Throughout the weekend, enjoy free dance lessons and polka contest, arts and crafts, polka worship service, pancake and porky breakfast, fireworks on Thursday, garden walk, and World Concertina Congress jam session on Saturday, plus a huge parade on Sunday. It's the 45th annual Pulaski Polka Days at the Pulaski Polka Grounds in Pulaski, Wisconsin, July 18th through the 21st. For more information, visit PulaskiPolkaDays.com.
keep those dancing shoes on. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel. We'll return after these commercial messages.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms, a high near 70 degrees, a bit breezy. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 48. Chance of a shower on your Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 78. Showers and storms are likely Sunday night. It will be windy. Monday, more showers and storms. Currently, 56 degrees.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have the barrel of fun.
You'll want to roll out the barrel every Saturday night for It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So have a barrel of fun Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on It's Polka Time over the Polka Jammer Network at PolkaJammerNetwork.org.
It's time to roll.
We'll be right back.
The Joey Tomsic Orchestra with a tune called Havin' Fun on its Polka Time.